You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you can tell from the title of this video, you know I have no love lost for this state. And yes, Cuckafornia truly deserves to burn. Now, if you've not been in the know, there have been a lot of stupid-ass laws that have been passed at the first of the year. Now, I'm going to go through a few of them, but then I'm going to get into the real reasons why this state deserves its fate, its ultimate fate. And the people here deserve their ultimate fate as well. Now, let's get into a few of these stupid-ass laws and some that were not published. Sacramento, Governor Gruesome Newsom, as I affectionately call him, announced key laws taking effect in 2026 that reflect California's continued focus on public safety, affordability, yeah, right, transparency, and accountability. Yeah, four of the most foreign concepts that a state could ever have. Now let's go ahead and get into a few of these stupid-ass laws. Expanding mental health resources for mafia youth. AB 727 requires that a student is issued an ID card that is made public by middle and high school, public colleges and universities, and to include a 24/7 hotline for the Trevor Project. What the hell does that mean? The hotline provides crisis and self-termination prevention support for Alphabet Mafia youth. Yeah, right. No. AB 1264. Ban on ultra-processed foods in high schools or in schools, period. Yeah. I don't think they're going to go against that because they're going to have to go against companies like Cisco, massive food companies. Yeah, right, no. One of the stupidest laws that got passed, animal welfare, AB 867, statewide ban on cat declawing. Yeah. How is that going to affect anybody? Oh, well, if someone gets scratched up by a cat, you know what that means? Lawsuit. Oh, they made a big section about AI. AB 489, preventing AI from posing as licensed professionals. Oh, you know what that means. Oh, someone can say, I'm a doctor, and make an AI program of themselves, but it's going to be banned out here. Prevents AI chatbots from presenting themselves as doctors, nurses, or other licensed professionals to increase transparency and prevent misrepresentation by AI chatbots. You know what this means. Oh, I'm the governor, so you can't make an AI about me. Yeah, but that's too late. AB 621, addressing artificially generated skin flicks. SB 53, risk mitigation requirements for large AI companies. SB 243, safeguards for minors using chatbots. I can understand that one. SB 524, transparency in police reports drafted with AI. All right. And one more crazy one. Climate and environment. SB 1053. Updated plastic bag regulations. Now, if you don't know, out here, you actually get charged 10 cents for a plastic bag. Strengthens California's plastic bag ban by closing loopholes that allowed thicker plastic film bags to be distributed as quote-unquote reusable bags. The law eliminates plastic film checkout bags altogether and requires retailers to transition to truly reusable bags that meet higher durability standards or to paper bags with recycled contents requirements, reducing plastic waste and improving statewide recycling efforts. Yeah. Once again, absolutely ridiculous. However, I want to talk about something that got passed under the radar. The mileage tax. Yeah. See, the general public doesn't know about this tax that got passed. Basically, for every mile you drive, you get taxed. But see, it's not a direct tax. No. This is one of these sneaky taxes. People are not going to say, oh my God, I got hit with a mileage tax. Nope. How did they implement that? Through housing. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, gentlemen. Housing prices are going to steadily creep up. Now, speaking of prices that is going to steadily creep up, if you've not been in the know, two major oil refineries have just threw the middle finger up to California. Phillips 66 and Valero. Valero actually saying, you know what? We'll just go ahead and pay $1 billion to get out of this state. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, California decided to go to war with big oil long before Trump ever got in office. But you still have people who are so Trump deranged out here that they're saying, oh, this is Trump's fault. Trump ain't got shit to do with this. But Gruesome Newsom and the Eco Warriors decided they were going to go after big oil. What happened? They won. California won. So Phillips 66 shut down its refinery and Valero shut down their refinery. I believe it was supposed to be April for Valero, but I think they're going to leave even sooner. Hence that $1 billion that they're going to pay. Chevron also decided, you know what? We're out of here too. We're going to move our headquarters to Texas. So, what really sparked this? The storage tanks. The underground storage tanks for gas stations. Yeah. Before, they were single-lined tanks. But of course, California said, well, we have earthquakes and natural disasters and blah, 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 blah. So y'all need to transition to a double-walled tank. However, a lot of places, a lot of stations actually tried to go through the process, but over 11 years, a lot of places couldn't do it. Why? Because if you know, you know. Trying to open a business, trying to run a business out here, trying to do any modifications, you get wrapped up in so much red tape that it's damn near impossible. Then you add to the fact that a lot of those smaller gas stations, It was going to cost $2 million or around that area to get that renovation done. But how can you get it done if your application is lost in limbo? So as of now, over 470 smaller gas stations had to close down. Why? Because if they didn't shut down, they were going to be hit with a $5,000 a day fine. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, talk about nickel and diming, everybody. So now you got gas prices projected to creep up to over $8 a gallon. Mind you, they're still trying to force people to buy EV cars. Even though, if you know, you know, California does not have the infrastructure for EV charging. Hell, there was a massive blackout in San Francisco a few days ago. The Waymo cars shut down. People were literally trapped in them. But yet, this is all part of the green new scam. Yeah, gruesome, newsome, new scam, all of it. But yet, once again, it's going to be a steady increase of everything. Gas prices are going to go up. Guess what? Housing is going to go up. Guess what? Food prices are going to go up. All of it's going to go up because of a bunch of liberal asshats in San Francisco who decided we're going to go and we're going to fight big oil. We're the eco warriors. Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, the everyday average citizen is about to get bent over that fucking barrel. And you wonder why more people are leaving this state. Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous. And speaking of things going up, have you guys noticed the car industry? Oh my God. It is absolutely despicable. The cars that are being put out on the road today, it is absolutely despicable. I know this isn't just a cacophonia thing, but you got to understand, when it comes to cacophonia, they're going to automatically raise the price even more. So, yeah, these new cars that they're putting out, over-engineered pieces of crap. Yeah, the new car is just like the new cell phone. Now, how am I going to connect those two? Two words, gentlemen, planned obsolescence. They're making these new cars to be just like cell phones, disposable. They break down. You can't fix them. They want you to be able to go and buy another car. Just like a cell phone. When your cell phone's out of date, when it's pretty much run its course, it fails. Guess what? You go buy a new cell phone. And this is normal. This has been made normal. But then you look at the price of these cars. Hell no. Hell, even the used car market. Yeah, they jacked their prices up. Absolutely ridiculous. But the market, or should I say the consumer, are saying, nope, we're not doing it. Hell, you got people trying to sell cars that don't even work. Look on Facebook Marketplace, look on Craigslist. People are trying to sell cars that don't even have a transmission. Oh, I want to get $2,000 for a car with no transmission. Wait a minute. What? That's stupid. At that point, you should just go ahead and take the L and junk the damn thing. But, you know, we live in a society that everything is so goddamn expensive. Yeah. People are trying to make a quick buck off of a non-working car. But yeah. California, it deserves to burn. It truly does. And these people out here, when everything starts getting more expensive, hey, they deserve it because they keep voting stupid-ass people in. because those people make them feel good. Oh, well, oh, well. It's good to just sit back, watch with my popcorn and drinks, and just laugh my ass off when people start complaining. Because believe you me, they already have started. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. My gas is starting to go up. My apartment cost is starting to go up. Yeah, yeah. Did you vote? Well, yeah. Hey, guess what? You got what you voted for. Oh, well. Oh, well. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Take a look around. Look around some of the articles. Look around some of these new laws that I talked about and some that I didn't. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, yeah, when it's my time, I'm hitting the bricks. I am definitely hitting the bricks out of this state. My time will come, gentlemen. My time will come. Ever so patiently, I am, but my day will come. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.